You know what's really fucking weird to me? Funeral planning. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and the host had a death in the family. Like, his mother-in-law died, and they had to start taking care of shit for the funeral. And I've never had to do this, thankfully. I might have been to fucking plenty of funerals, but I've never been, like, the point man in charge of taking care of the goddamn funeral. My name is Chris Johnson, and as I'm listening to them go on about, like, all the shit that you need to do, like, I was fucking, like, dumbfounded. Like, you gotta pick out a casket. You gotta pick out a fucking plot. You gotta pick out clothes. They had to go to the fucking store and pick out clothes to fucking dress their dead relative in for the showing. And I thought to myself, like, dude, this is, like, way too much shit. Like, I don't want fucking anybody to worry about that shit with me. I don't give a fuck. Like, when I die, first of all, I'm not gonna care what happens at my funeral because I'll be fucking dead. I'm not even gonna know because I'm gonna be fucking dead. And, you know, I don't know what I believe in terms of the afterlife or what you believe in terms of the afterlife, or whether it's religious or whether you go somewhere or whether there's a fucking heaven or a hell or whatever the fuck. But, like, if I'm there, I don't really give a shit what you do to my body here. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm in heaven, let's say there's a heaven that's fucking great and I'm up in fucking heaven, I look down and, like, people are like, oh, man, what the fuck do we do with Chris Johnson's body? I don't give a shit. You could fucking take a cannon and just load my fucking carcass inside of it and just shoot it up in the fucking air and have me just land wherever and just fucking leave me there. You know, middle of the fucking woods and some asshole's lawn. Just fucking leave my fucking carcass there. I don't give a shit. I'll be fucking dead. I don't want anybody to worry about any of that. Just fucking cremate my fucking ass. Just light me on fire. And if, like, people give enough of a shit about me to have some type of fucking memorial service, just have a fucking memorial service. Like, I don't like the whole fucking idea of, like, a wake. You know, coming in and fucking wake this fucking casket there. They gotta, like, sew the eyes shut. You know that shit? They sew the eyes shut on the fucking corpses because the fucking eyes pop open. How fucking creepy would that be? Motherfucker, if you're gonna fucking keep me in one piece and not fucking cremate me or whatever the fuck, I want my eyes to be open at the fucking wake. Don't fucking sew that shit shut. I want to be staring at each and every one of you motherfuckers. If we've had bad blood, I want to look in your eyes one more fucking time. I just can't imagine, like, going through all that crazy bullshit just to plan a fucking funeral. God damn. Like, the people that fucking go through this shit, they're already vulnerable as it is, and then they gotta fucking go through all that shit? Like, fuck. And then, like, the fucking conversation got to a point where they were like, you know what, we just fucking did. We just started planning our own funerals. You know, people do that shit. They like, plan their own funerals. They got, like, a plot picked out already. They do all this, like, shit. So, like, if they die, their loved one doesn't have to fucking, like, take care of all of it. Which I guess is noble, but Jesus Christ, planning your own fucking funeral? I don't give a shit what fucking happens to me afterwards. Like, just take me to, like, a fucking, do with me what they do with the fucking animals. You know what I mean? Like, just you fucking load them in a box and just fucking cremate them. I think, though, some people do bury their pets. I don't think I've ever buried any of my pets. I think that's fucking weird, too. I'm gonna go out in the woods and just dig a hole for my fucking, you know, dead animals. I just fucking take them to the vet and, you know, it sucks, but they got ways to fucking deal with it. It's like a mass burial or something. I don't know what they do with the bodies. I don't give too much of a shit. I didn't fucking plan a wedding, so there's no fucking chance I'm planning my own fucking funeral. Like, it'll be a fucking surprise. Like, if I fucking go, like, you surprise me, goddammit. Surprise me. Hey, what do you think Chris Johnson wants to wear in his casket? Buy whatever the fuck you want. Buy a fucking teal suit. I don't give a shit. I cannot stress enough that I don't give a fuck what happens to, like, my body after I'm dead. I mean, don't, like, drag it through the streets or anything like that. Don't go, like, all medieval on my fucking body. But even if you do, like, I don't really care. It's just, I think would be frowned upon societally. I know somebody that works in a funeral home. He used to have a normal job, and then he got, like, laid off or some shit, and then he just decided, fuck it, I'm gonna work at a goddamn funeral home. I don't know if I could do that. Like, as little as I care about what happens to, like, my body after I'm dead, I don't really want to be around other people's bodies after they die. Even, like, when you go to a wake and it's somebody that you fucking know, when you look at them, they don't quite look like themselves. It looks like a fucking wax statue of themselves that they just threw in a fucking casket. Like, I guess that's my fucking buddy there. I mean, it kind of looks like grandpa, but, like, shit, like, preparing the bodies and, like, just fucking, like, chilling with them all goddamn day. Like, what happens before anybody's there? I like horror movies. Not like the slasher shitty horror movies, but like just like creepy shit, like The Conjuring or whatever the fuck, or fucking Hereditary, just shit like that. I can't be fucking hanging out with no goddamn corpses. Probably nothing's gonna happen, right? Probably. You tell yourself that nothing's gonna happen. Like, if I'm talking to somebody, like, in the streets or I'm at work, I'm like, ah, man, hauntings and all that shit, it's all bullshit. However, I'm not gonna be fucking hanging out with any fucking corpses in the goddamn funeral home. I'm not gonna test that theory, you know? I look at a Ouija board, I think, that's probably a bunch of shit. I've seen it debunked. Like, I get it. But I'm also not gonna fuck around with it. I don't need anything else making me more fucking anxious than I already am. You know what I mean? I've seen enough of that shit to know you can't let any of it in. I'm going to play by bullshit horror movie rules and just stay clear of all of that shit. Just on the off chance that it might be fucking real. I feel like I've gone pretty far down the rabbit hole here with my like fears of hauntings and Ouija boards and all this fucking insane bullshit that I just got to round it back to the beginning and say, I just think funeral planning is crazy. It just seems very fucking morbid and crazy to me. If I don't plan a wedding, I'm not going to plan a fucking funeral. Some douchebags, like macho douchebags would be like, if you're planning a wedding, you are planning your funeral. Heyo, macho douchebag slam. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episodes come out. The host is Podbean. You can get all of the fucking episodes there on the website or the app. I'm on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast and Spotify and iHeartRadio and whatever podcast site you fucking prefer. I don't give a shit. Pick one. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou and my Facebook timeline and on Instagram. See hot photos of my sweet ass at maybe 5 minutes.